5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Sit through a $7 winner, and I'm just checking my face. Surely Bill's going to write me and say, thanks, Joseph.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, well, I did, and I didn't see him.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple
M. I feel good.
Thursday, March 4, 2021. A good day to be alive, Rabsy. Don't worry about that. Good to see you. And good to see my co-host over here, Lee Montagna.
Good to see you, Benz. Nice to be here again. Lee, you did that well.
Lee?
Yes, Lee. Yeah. That's correct. Good. Not Joseph.
No.
Good to be here. Looking forward to it. And the footy starts tonight, So I can't wait. We've been waiting a long time and it's back on.
It is back. We'll talk about that very shortly. But this man here, Rabsy Warren now.
Dan Milton. Hello, Dan.
Dan.
How you going, Jim, Bill?
Hey, Jan.
Or Dan, even. Called him Jan.
on your fat.
Good one, Jan. But you're right, Joey. The AAMI Community Series is on tonight. Carlton take on St Kilda 7:10 at Marvel.
Yep, straight after this.
Triple M too. Straight after this, you hear Barry Denner.
Yes.
He'll put you to sleep. And Tim Solly, Daisy Thomas, Ollie. No, we love Barry.
No.
Tim Solly.
Joey's
calling
it.
I'm on my way straight to Marvel.
No, I'm reading off the thing here. Barry Denner, Tim Solly.
No, not Tim Solly. Excuse me.
We love Tim Solly.
Move over, Tim.
Tim's been given the old sausage.
Yeah. Joey's pulled rank.
Joey.
I'm calling with Big Baz. Looking forward to it. Daisy, you'll be there. Beautiful.
Just a small little.
And Kate McCarthy as well. AFLW star for St Kilda on specials.
A good game.
And Robbo.
Oh, Mickey Roberts. Rabbit. He's been missing it, Robbo. He's been missing it.
Came into the office, I reckon, yesterday. He's still here, I reckon.
Hey, just walks around, looks for pictures of himself. But we love Robbo.
We do.
Now, I'll tell you what was interesting yesterday. Nathan Buckley has come out and said some interesting stuff. And he said it yesterday. Have a listen to this audio.
Our performances this year, no doubt, are going to have a say on what is best for the club going forward. You know, I don't feel like I have to be the senior coach going forward. You know, if that's the best thing for the club, and I feel that I can still impact and help the club move towards contending consistently and winning flags, well, then I'll put my hand up. And if the club felt that it was better to go in another direction, well, then I would understand that.
Well, he was very pragmatic there, wasn't he? Just sort of laying it out that, you know, if things don't go the way that they might, that I could move on. But, geez, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of talk about Collingwood and Nathan Buckley's coaching for the whole season.
Yeah.
Particularly now with Eddie gone, who was his number one supporter, his biggest backer. If Collingwood don't play finals, are you sort of reading between the lines that this might be it for Buckley?
Yeah, well, I am a little bit. And let's hope they come out and play really good footy, because I do like the Collingwood Footy Club. But he is under the pump. The players that left during the summer, Trelaw and
Stevenson,
these guys.
Stevenson. It was a bit ugly, wasn't
Phillips.
It?
Yep.
Phillips. They were belted by the Cats in that final last year. Eddie leaving is a big, big one, of course. And then the racism, what's happened there. So he is under the pump. Good luck to Bucks. It's his 10th season, too, as coach. And his two-year contract expires at the end of this year. So
very big talking point will be the Collingwood coaching situation this year, and it'll a lot depend on how they go. So do you have him in your top eight? Do you think the Pies will play finals?
Yeah, I reckon they are. I like the Pies. I reckon they'll be 6-7.
Yeah.
Eight-ish. And, hey, good news over at the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, this is good. This is positive news. I've liked seeing this afternoon. Willie Rioli.
Oh, yes.
The little champ, little superstar. He's going to be able to be back training with the West Coast Eagles by mid-season. Of course, he got suspended. It was backdated for a two-year suspension for tampering with his urine sample when he got drug tested. And it's almost 18 months to the day since he last played today in that elimination final a few years ago. But that's great news, because he's a little beauty. And AFL is better when someone like Willie Rioli is out on the field and playing. So that'll be good.
No, I love that. And little Willie, it'd be great to see him back out there. But received a two-year backdated suspension.
I won't get into it here, but I don't really like that we as an AFL industry use the ASADA and the WADA laws and those. I just think it's too messy for AFL. Those rules apply to Olympians, and that's why they do 4 years. And but at AFL, I think we should get to a stage like the NFL and the baseball and things where we can have our own anti-doping code as an industry, and we can handle it amongst ourselves rather than trying to rely on WADA and ASADA. And I think they've made a mess of a lot of these situations.
I'm glad you didn't get into it here. no, but you're spot on, Joey. You're spot on there, mate. Hey, cricket last night, I sat up and watched the cricket because I just wanted to see how our man Aaron Finch would go. Mm-hmm. And this happened, I reckon, in the first over, Rabsy.
That looks close. That looks really close. Oh. Tim Southee took an age to turn around and appeal at the umpire. Yep, they're taking it upstairs. Given, ooh, not out.
Wow, I thought that was plumb live.
Pitching in line, impact in line. Oh. Look at umpire's call. Repeat, umpire's call. We can get the umpire back on screen, please.
That's called rubber the green, I think.
No, Warnie, it's called sliding doors. Because if he's out there, no more Finches, I reckon.
You reckon Finchie's career in T20 done?
I reckon, yes, I reckon. Ooh. And then I was thinking this, who would captain the side? There's no standout captains in that side at the minute, is there?
Wade, maybe?
Well, he's got to make some runs.
Glenn Maxwell could almost be the – well, he captains the Stars and does a pretty good job. He made an awesome 70. But isn't it right? Because if he goes out, you think he's maybe his T20, won't play in the World Cup.
Yep.
Instead, what happened to him, Bill?
Well, he went on and he made a nice 69, but we've got his 50th here, reps.
Oh, wow, the reverse of Finch. Anything you can do, Maxi, I can do better. 50 up for Aaron Finch. Much needed runs.
Seamless throw there as well.
Well done, Bill. Yeah,
hey, how good's the cake tin, by the way, as a venue to play cricket at?
At Wellington. Yeah.
You played there, didn't you?
Played there, yeah.
Did you see Maxwell?
No, I did. I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. Won an Anzac Day medal there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, kicking out from full back. You know, Maxi last night, 70 off 31.
Yes.
But he went from, he made 60 off 20.
Yeah,
at one
he was
stage.
10 runs off 11 balls. That's right. And then, next 60 and 20 balls.
Awesome. Speaking of New Zealand, the Diamonds have bounced back. Our girls over there, they lost the first game, but they bounced back to win 45-36. So that's all tied up. The Diamonds taking on, what's the New Zealand girls called, Joey?
Oh, you've got me there. The Ferns?
Silver Ferns.
Yeah, good one. I told you we had nothing to worry about after they lost the first game.
Now, some more good news at Melbourne Storm because Jerome Hughes is a star and he was gone to the Warriors, speaking of New Zealand, for $2.5 million, a huge offer, and he's rejected it, staying at Storm. This is good news.
Love that. That's what the club's all about. That's why their culture's so good. It's why they play finals every year. It's why they win premierships because they have such a strong culture, strong club. And when you're keeping players like Jerome Hughes that could get more money at other clubs, great sign.
More money. $850 is getting a year.
Fair bit of more money.
You know what here? About $300 or $400.
Yeah.
So that's a lot more money. Well done to Jerome.
Yep.
And that's about it. Oh, we do have a winner at Pakenham tonight.
Oh, yes. My horse is running. I got in trouble for not tipping South Parade to our listeners the other night. I've got another horse running tonight at Pakenham soon at 6:30. Race 2. It's called Hengrowen. It's a first starter. It's by Camelot, which has, of course, Russian Camelot.
Russian Camelot.
And Sir Dragon.
I'm asleep at the wheel.
Hey! Oh, come on. What's it called?
Hengrowen.
What number?
No. Hengrowen. Race 2. I don't know what number it is.
First starter.
Race 2 at Pakenham called Hengrowen. First starter. Look, I can't declare that it'll win, but we hope it runs pretty well. First start. It'll get out to more distance.
Race 2, number 3.
I'll tell you something that's going to run very well is this show. It is absolutely jam-packed. Would you laugh at that?
Well, we've just hit a couple of hurdles.
Well, later on in the show, we're going to get Joey to go through Carlton and St Kilda's teams ahead of tonight's Community Cup game. Because guess what? Anyone can win the flag right now in the AFL season.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Could all win Tats Lotto too.
Exactly. But up next, fire up, Bill, because up next, Tom Hawkins, your boy, is going to join us on the line. It's the Rush Hour with Billy and Joey, Triple M. Billy and Joey, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by an actual Geelong forward superstar.
Good one. Our next guest was last year's Coleman medalist.
Hawkins has got 6! And this is probably the most dominant performance we've seen by a forward all season.
And this year, he'll have another superstar forward with him.
Yes. Oh, the big Hawk, and he's going to play with Jeremy Cameron this year. Oh, I love it!
Frankly, we haven't been able to stop Billy pole vaulting around Geelong since November.
Hey, Hawk, you're looking magnificent as usual.
Please welcome Tom Hawkins.
Oh, yes, a very, very, very good-looking man. 277 games for the Cats, 603 goals. Not bad. A couple of premierships there, best and fairest, 3 All-Australians, and won the Coleman last year. Tom Hawkins, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me, mate.
How are you? And Joey. Say g'day to Joey.
Hey, Joey.
G'day,
Joey.
Tommy.
Yes, how are you, mate? Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
What have you been doing? How's the farm out there at Ceres, mate? Should see he's got a magnificent farm. And what he just does what the farmer next door does. So if he moves the cows to the front, Hawk does that too. He
copies the next door neighbor.
Puts on his RM Williams, right? Thinks he's a farmer.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Actually, I'm looking out the window now. The bloke next door is actually on the move. So we'll have to make this short because I'll have to get out and move mine. But everything is well. This time of year, early March, is when things start to look a bit dry. But hopefully we can get a bit of an autumn break sometime in late April, early May. It'd be nice things start to green up a bit again.
Well, when I was on the farm back at Druidry, I think we were weaning calves about now. Are you doing that?
Yeah, we are, Bill. How did you know? We're weaning calves. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a noisy job for about a week.
Yeah.
They make a fair bit of noise in the yard. So Emma didn't get much sleep, my wife, the first night. She said she woke up at 3 a.m. and didn't get back to sleep. And I'm sure the neighbours haven't had a hell of a lot of sleep, but I'll be dropping something over to them in the next couple of days to thank them for their patience. But as you know, Bill, it's very much a hobby farm here.
Yes.
I've got my cousin Willie, who is a farmer down from Finlay at the moment. So he's just called in and ran his eyes over my operation and thinks it's heading in the right direction with a bit of work. But it's all going well, mate.
Good.
Do you have time then for a bit of footy? Tommy, if you're so busy on the farm, how's the footy shaping up for the season? You must be excited to look to go one better than last season.
Yeah, can't wait, Joe. It's been a bit of a different preparation with the later completion date of the season last year. So we didn't get back until early Jan, which has been really, really unique in the fact that we've only had 8 weeks of pre-season training, which actually hasn't been too bad. I mean, it's even right across the competition for those sides that played finals. But look, we feel like we're in really good physical shape. It probably hasn't given us a hell of a lot of time to get used to some new personnel. It's been pretty well documented with Isaac, Sean, and obviously Jeremy joining the club. So
I haven't heard about that. Well, you got Jeremy Cameron in your side, do you?
Yeah, Jeremy's joined us. So
how's that going?
Made his way down.
How's that going, Tom? Do you sit down with him and have a coffee, or you just work it out on the ground? How's it all going
Who's
going
to be Batman and Robin?
Yeah, who's Batman?
I'm not really sure. I think Jeremy had a bit of a interrupted preseason, so he's missed probably 3 weeks of training with a slight hamstring complaint. So that sort of set him back a little bit. But to be honest, it's kind of happened pretty organically. Like we haven't tried to push things as a forward group and particularly as a full team, we try and let things just, as I mentioned, organically happen from training and then playing on the weekend. Yep. So we got to play half together Friday against Collingwood. And Jeremy, he kicked the first goal, obviously, Jezza. I actually got in his way, believe it or not. And I was trying to block for him and got in his way. It just goes to show the caliber of player he was. He still managed to get to the ball, which I certainly would have been able to do. But it's going to be exciting. Looking forward to playing with him. And I think we saw a bit from a couple of our younger guys as well, not just to, I'm sure Jeremy feels the same as well. He's going to play his role and be a very important player for us. But we've got some other exciting players that have come through as well. So,
you know, in the locker room, Joey, players get Adidas and Nike and they get a lot of shoes and boots.
Footy boots and runners.
Guess what gets delivered to number 26, the locker?
I don't know. Footy boots or runners, I presume?
Rod and gun deliveries.
The big rod and guns.
Rod and gun, mate. Like, there's all this clothing and shirts and Sloppy Joes and all that. He gets all this. No Adidas or Nikes, but all, you know why? Because then he can get dressed. And his nickname is Portsy, because he likes Portsy. To just look like he lives in Portsy down the main drag. So he does himself up there and sometimes looks like a flog.
I thought with COVID restrictions, Bill, which we use that as an excuse, we didn't have you hanging around our locker room.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, Bill. You've been
slipping
around again.
Somehow found your way in, mate.
But, I had. I got one more for you, Hawk.
Go on. Yep.
Sorry. In the hub.
Yeah.
Is it true every night you ate a packet of Tim Tams?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true. I'd mix it up. I'd go the double chocs and then the caramels and then and then the originals. I was sort of a three-way rotation. So
good boy.
I did, yeah. And I wasn't alone either, just quietly. No. Wasn't alone.
Right. Hey, the power call. Hang on, we'll do it again. Hey, the Powercore Country Festival. It's happened for a while now between Geelong and Essendon, I think back to 2016, Hawk. But you're a great ambassador because you're a country boy and you understand and recognise the what rural and regional Victoria, how big of a role it has in the community.
Yeah, you're spot on, Bill. It's it has been happening since the game, since 2016, and I've been a part of that, as you have as well with your upbringing, and you too can probably reflect from your childhood on the importance and you know, especially with what's happened in the last 12 months with everyone being even more isolated with restrictions of staying at home and social distancing. I'm sure just as we are in metropolitan areas of Victoria, excited to get football back, the country and rural regional areas probably looking forward to that even more so, because you'd remember from your experience growing up, the football clubs in Findlay and Girilderie would have been
football, netball. Don't forget the netball,
yeah,
Thomas.
Sorry, would be sort of a social hub and social gathering for a lot. That, you know, that was the highlight of their week. So. It's good to be involved in again. We obviously play Essendon this Saturday night down in Geelong. We've got them for the first time in a long time, maybe back to your era, Bill. Yes. They're coming down in the home and away season. So it's a bit of a taste test for that. So I'm looking forward to the game, but also being involved and helping celebrate the Powercore Country Festival again.
Saturday night, Geelong take on Essendon at GMHBA Stadium now, thanks to Powercore. Hey, good on you, Hawk. We could talk all day, but
we
you
could.
Get out there and just have a look at some of those Frisians out there. Thank you very much.
They're not Frisians, they're Angus, but thanks, Bill. Thanks, Joey. Have a good day.
See you, mate.
Before we dissect tonight's Carlton-St Kilda game, which is happening straight after the rush hour, Bill's going to get a bit deep.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
They say you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
We didn't go deep today because they've been pretty deep this week.
Yeah.
You've just added yourself there. You've just shown that you've copied that. You've cheated there.
No, I have not.
You've
I make them up.
You make them up yourself.
Yeah, I sit at home. Takes a while too, maybe a couple of weeks to put them all together.
You've just added yourself as a maths fan there, because I was watching Married at First Sight the other night and Coco, she went with that one on the show. That's Coco from Married at First Sight. That was her quote.
Rabs, don't listen to me.
Why are you rolling shit in glitter anyway?
Yuck. Yeah. Well, it's just a saying, a quote that everyone writes down.
Next, very Carlton prophetic. St. Kilda. Carlton St. Kilda happening tonight straight after the rush hour. Joe is going to be calling it with the great Barry Denner. But before he does that, he's going to tell us how each team's going to go in season 2021. It's the rush hour, Triple M. On Triple M and on the listener app anytime, anywhere. This is the Rush Hour with Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless. And Billy, straight after us, there is a game of footy on Triple M.
It is indeed. Straight away, virtually. Barry Denner will take control there. The people's caller. We love Bazza there. And looking forward to this game, Carlton taking on St Kilda. Now, Joey, how's it going to go tonight? The two teams are out. They look pretty good sides to me.
Yeah, most of the big guns are playing for both sides. Carlton are still missing a few of their forwards, though, so they're going to be a bit underdone in their front half. So no Mitch McGovern.
Yep.
No Levi Casbolt. Of course, we know Charlie Curnow's not going to play for big parts of the year. And no Eddie Betts.
Eddie, what's he done? A calf.
He's got a calf, which is not good when you're his age. So they've got Harry Mackay, of course, in their forward line.
Yep.
But it's going to be an experience down there. But all their big guns in the midfield are playing. So they've got a pretty strong side, Carl. Not too many names that we don't know. Right. Only Oscar McDonald, the former Melbourne defender, is trying out there. He's going to play tonight, so he's in the side.
Yep.
So interesting to see how he goes. And then, of course, the new faces.
Saad.
Yeah, Saad. Jeez, Zach, he's a beauty.
And also Fogarty.
Little Fogarty.
From Geelong. He'll kick you a couple of goals.
And Zach Williams, of course, from the Giants as well. So Carlton have got some
and
new
our boy,
faces.
Mark Pittenett.
We
had him on.
Yes. Paddy Dow. They've been raving about Paddy over the summer. Yeah. So that's a pretty good side, I reckon,
without those
three forwards, as you said. And St Kilda looks good too. There's some new faces there.
Yeah, well, Jade Gresham will play his first game since midway through last year with a back injury. He's their X factor. He's a beauty, Jade Gresham. He's a star.
Midfield now,
Play midfield forward. He'll play that role like the big guns. He's obviously not as big as all those other boys, but plays that similar role. But they've got five or six new faces. So James Frawley, of course, the ex-Hawk, will be playing tonight. Brad Crouch from the Crows. Mason Wood will play from North Melbourne after kicking four goals last week. Jack Higgins, of course, the Richmond little whippet across half forward. And then they've got two players that have come from South Adelaide in Paul Hunter and Tom Highmore that you might not know a lot about.
Oh, no. I know about the young Hunter. He's going well. Good bloke. Very competitive young boy.
What position does he play?
Ruck.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, he's not a young boy, though. He's 28. Oh. He's a mature age recruit from South Adelaide.
But that's young for a ruckman.
He's young for a ruckman.
How's he go, all right?
He goes okay. Competitive, because what they're doing, the Saints, because Rowan Marshall's out for a while, Paddy Ryder's going to be the number one ruck. Yeah. They're not risking Paddy Ryder this week. They said, we need to make sure you're fit and healthy for round one. So he's going to sit out. And Paul Hunter will ruck tonight against our boy Pittenett.
And Highmore.
And Highmore is a 22-year-old mature age from also South Adelaide, both from the same club. Bit in the Callum Wilkie mould. So the Saints have loved what they've done with Callum Wilkie. Mate.
And he's been the best pickup, I reckon, for the last 5 years.
So Highmore, they think, is very similar. Intercept defender, mid-size, can read it really well.
He's been a good player.
Yeah, so that's good. So it'll be a really good game. Really good game tonight. Because we've only got one hit out until round one, every side this round will play close to full strength. So it should be a beauty.
Where will they finish at the end of the year, the Carlton Footy Club? Because they nearly have to play finals. I think they've had a lot of chances, Joe.
I think there's no more excuses for Carlton. I really do. The pressure's on. They should be aiming to play finals, and they'd be disappointed if they don't. But my view is I can't see them at the moment playing finals. I have too many teams ahead of them. That's the simplest fact. And one of them is St Kilda. I think St Kilda will build on last year. They're going to add Brad Crouch in, of course, and a few other players, Gresham back. I think the Saints will play finals again. And I think teams like Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs and a few other clubs, Collingwood around that mark, I just see them ahead of Carlton. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to see what happens with the Blues if David Teague doesn't get them into the finals.
Very, very interesting.
Well, it's a full calamity on Triple M Footy this weekend. Every game is going to be broadcast tonight, Friday, all the way through to Monday. So if you're driving along and you listen to your team play, make sure you lock it on to Triple M
weekend. Jim? Jim?
No.
Jim doesn't get out of bed for the pre-season
stuff. No, not Brian. Oh, no. Geez, but we've got the young guns coming through, like Bernard Vince, Dale Thomas, and your man, Lee Montagna.
Lee. Young guns feeding him.
Joe, we're going to find out what is trending around the world unusual.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual.
Yes, well, this one caught my attention the other day, Bill. Yeah. We love social media because you do find some interesting stuff.
Awkward stuff.
And this was certainly awkward because a woman in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, she slammed the audacity of a Tinder match after they went on a few dates, and the Tinder match, the fella, asked to be reimbursed for $35 that he'd spent on food and drinks after she decided to stop going out on dates with him.
Oh.
He said that he wanted the money back. They went on three separate dates.
Yeah.
And he politely asked her if she could refund the money because she no longer wanted to proceed with the dating.
Ah.
So it was really interesting. He said that the reason I ask, this was his quote on Twitter.
Yep.
The reason I ask you, and I won't, as we won't be seeing each other anymore, I think it's only fair to ask for equal payment from the three dates that we went on.
Fair enough.
I believe that at the bars and restaurants we went to, I paid for us both. I'd say it's about $35. That's more than fair. I view you as a fair girl. I hope you will consider reimbursing me. Well, certainly it didn't go down well with her. Alex, her name was. She slammed him and said, come on, give us a spell. So I wanted to ask you, Billy, as the resident dater in this room here, going on dates, what is etiquette and what is appropriate?
Now, it's a very good question, an age-old question, especially the first couple of dates.
Yeah.
To pay. I just get the cash out and I like to say, I'll take care of this because you think, oh, well.
That's the cash you declare when you do it.
Might be half a chance. So I like to pay for the first couple. But then I reckon once you get into it a bit. And
you go Dutch.
I think you go, what? Dutch.
Mm.
You go halves.
Mm.
Yeah, I reckon. When I take them out to the food court at Crown.
Is that where you go?
That's first date. Just have a look.
First date.
Well, you can choose. You can have Indian pizzas.
Yeah, noodles.
Mate, it's magnificent.
And you can people watch.
Yeah. And if date doesn't go well, you look at others and all that. It's a good little spot. And then the second date, we move up to the gold class. That's a good one.
Are the movies.
So I paid for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I paid for it. And you get an ice cream at the end and things
like
that.
And then where's third date?
Third date in the bed.
Penthouse at the Crown.
In the boudoir.
Yeah.
And do
what
I
do you
pay
think of that, Bill?
Oh, there she is. And do I pay for that?
Bill's joke up next. It's a rush hour. Triple M. Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget the footy is just about to start straight after us, live from Marvel Stadium. You better start running to get there, Joe.
I'll be right. I'll get there.
Hey, speaking of footy, the Amazon Make Your Mark documentary is coming out very, very soon. An Amazon Make Your Mark documentary sponsoring your quiz next week, Bill.
Yes.
And we are promising, or you are promising, it's going to be the biggest quiz ever.
How much?
Well, you can win $2,000 to spend at Amazon.com.au. How good is that? And it won't be your normal one versus one format like Bill's midweek quiz usually is, Joe. It's going to be every listener for themselves.
Royal Rumble style.
It's going to be very, very interesting.
Yep.
So if you want to be part of the quiz, head to triplem.com.au and register your details and tell us why you need to be involved. Unrivaled AFL access, untold stories. Watch the brand new Amazon original series, Making Their Mark, on Amazon Prime Video from March 12th. Oh, I've seen a couple of previews. It looks pretty good. The Stephen Coniglio stuff.
Oh,
it's pretty fascinating behind the scenes. The year, it's particularly the year a lot of those guys had. It'll be very fascinating.
Eddie Betts too. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, really. And the Rory Sloane stuff. Very raw.
Raw.
Yeah. Hey, on tomorrow's show, Bernard Vince. We're going to hear from him for the first time this year. See how many segments he's stolen from you for their rush hour over.
Just had his second baby too.
Yes. He did. Yes. Bolivia. But before we do that, let's go to the joke.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Here we go, boys, and it's a nice Irish one for you.
Promise I won't ruin
it. Lee, what about yesterday jumping in and ruining the joke?
Well, you did tell an original, something good.
Everyone sits there and they go with it.
That was the oldest joke in the book, that one, old bingo.
Oh, you fell off your dinosaur when you last heard it. Three Irishmen are in a pub, and Mick, Patty and Tat, that's what their names, Lee. The barman says, are you all related? Yeah, we're triplets. The barman says, triplets? How come you and Pat are 6 foot tall and Tat is only 4 foot tall? Well, said Mick, me and Pat were breastfed, so there was no tit for Tat. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
At least you didn't jump in and go, no tit for Tat. Oh, Joe. There's a good show. Bottle that up and send it into the awards. Golden Globes, whatever it is.